Shuris Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis at the first Mishnah. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer Mishmoi Seiri Rosh Chodesh Mechapim Al Tahor Shalach Ben Atame. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rav Shimon, the goats of Rosh Chodesh atone for a Tahor person who ate Tamei Kodshim. Meisav Aleim Shavagolim Shei Mechapim Al Tahor Shalach Ben Atame Al Sheim Bayidir Levitchilav Levitzayif. More than this, the goats of the Mayadim atoned for a Tahor who ate Tamei, and also for Tumah that had no Yediyah at the beginning and not at the end. Meisav Aleim Shei Yom Kippurim Shei Mechapim Al Tahor Shalach Ben Atame Al Sheim Bayidir Levitchilav Levitzayif Al Sheim Yediyah Betchila Al Yesh Ba Yediyah Levitzayif. More than this, outer goats of Yom Kippur atoned for a Tahor who ate Tamei, and when there was no Yediyah at the beginning and not at the end, and also Tumah that had no Yediyah at the beginning but there was Yediyah at the end. Amulai Oimer Hayav Shimon Sheyukvu Zebazeh Amalahen Hin. Rabbanan asked, did Rabbi Shimon say that they can be offered in place of each other? And Rabbi Shimon Yehuda said, yes. Amalai Imkain Yu Shal Yom Kippurim Kravim L'Roshi Chadoshim Amalahich Shal Roshi Chadoshim Kravim Yom Kippurim L'Chapir Kapor She'en L'Shilahen. Rabbanan asked that indeed the outer goat of Yom Kippur may be used on Rosh Chodesh since it was designated to atone for more, but how can a goat designated for Rosh Chodesh be used on Yom Kippur to bring a Kapor for which it was not designated? Amalahen, Kulam, Boyim, Lechapel, Tumas, Mikdash, Ukadoshov. Rav Shimon Yehuda answered that they all atone for Tumah of the Mikdash or Kodshim. And the Gemara says, Am Rav Yosi, Dramai, Kaimei, Rav Yoina, Ahein, Socha, Lemisni, Imkein, Yuk, Shel, Roshi, Chadoshim, Kriv, Yom Kippurim, Shekein, Ma, Lemakodesh, Olei, Moridin, Aval, Shel, Yom Kippurim, In Kriv, Rosh Chodesh, Shein, Moridin, Makodesh. Rav Yosi of the South said to Rav Yoina that the Mishnah should teach opposite. If so, the outer goat of Yom Kippur atones for more than Se'irei Rosh Chodesh. Se'irei Rosh Chodesh may be offered on Yom Kippur because we ascend in Kedusha and we don't descend. Then how can Se'irei Yom Kippur be offered on Rosh Chodesh? We don't descend in Kedusha. Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Bun Patala Pater Chayrin Imkein Yu Shal Yom Kippurim Kreivim Rosh Chodeshim Shemechapim Kaparasan Lekaparas Rosh Chodeshim Aval Rosh Chodeshim Ein Kreivim Yom Kippurim Shemechapim El Kaparasan Mulvad. The Blazer, quoting Rabban, answered that our Mishnah is fine. Rabban asked that goats of Yom Kippur may be offered on Rosh Chodesh because they atone their kapara and the kapara of Rosh Chodesh. However, goats of Rosh Chodesh cannot be offered on Yom Kippur because they atone only for their own kapara. Ela mi she'achal chelev chamisha zeisim v'hefrish arba korbanos v'sava shehin chamisha shem kippur, or ilu shemi she'achal chelev arba zeisim v'hefrish chamisha korbanos v'sava arba le'kol shekein. If someone ate five kazeisim of chelev in separate Helamos, and separated and offered four karbonos and thought there were five, perhaps he atoned for the fifth? Certainly did not. If someone ate four kazeisim of chelev and separated and offered five karbonos, all the more so he atoned. V'chenei v'shimon oimer shloshim u'shnaim se'irim krivim al sibur b'chol shana shloshim ve'echad b'chutz v'ne'echalim ve'echad v'fnim ve'ne ne'echal v'sir mishtaleich. So Rabbi Shimon used to say that 32 goats are offered for the sibur every year. 31 are outside on the outer mizbech and they're eaten, and one is inside and is not eaten, and the seir mishtaleich, the one that is pushed off the cliff on Yom Kippur, is sent but not offered. Shnei masa le shnei masa chodshei shana, shmeine b'chag, shiva b'pesach, shnayim b'atzeres, echad b'glal ayoyim v'echad b'glal halechem, echad b'rosh hashana v'echad b'yom kippurim. 12 are offered for the 12 months every Rosh Chodesh, 8 during Sukkot, 7 on Pesach, 2 on Shavuos, one due to the Musaf of the day, and one due to Shtei Alechem, one on Rosh Hashanah, and one on Yom Kippur. Kein Sheshomer, Moshe, Kein, Oma Me'ata, Misha Basli Yadoi, Safek, Aveira, Sach Lavi, Kol, Kabonas Halalu. Once Moshe heard this, he said, if so, one who has a Safek Aveira must bring all of these Kabonas. It's not clear why he should need to bring all of them. It seems that the Torah obligated each one to atone for Aveiras after the previous. Based on Kabbalah, each Korban fixes a different matter. Rabbi Tanchuma, b'shem Rish Lakish, b'shasha amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Moshe, v'hisvada alav, v'geime, hitzchil v'omar, mizmul ha'soida, al-shem, v'hisvada alav. Rabbi Tanchuma, quoting Rish Lakish, said that when Hashem told Moshe, and he will confess upon it, meaning that Siyam Ishtalech atones for everything, Moshe began and said the pasuk mizma l'soida, in Dilim, per kuf, based on v'hisvada alav, that's the same word.